Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. While rehearsing a show, she saw someone sitting in the balcony. Was it the ghost of a priest from the theater's past or something else entirely?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. A ghost priest. I guess that makes it even creepier.
Well, I love it. It's a ghost priest and a haunted theater.
Why?
All in one story.
So what, was it like a church once or something? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it was a church and now it's a theater sort of thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's interesting because there are a lot of, we have two here, I think, that used to be churches that are now theaters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you think about it, it had a whole other history before it was a theater. I bet they make good theaters because acoustically they're great. They're seating, you know,
I always,
even if you remove the pews, you still got plenty of room and, you know, there's just, it kind of works as a theater.
Just like a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always surprised by that. It's just funny when you go through some towns and stuff now. And especially smaller towns. And it's kind of sad because smaller towns used to kind of have like their local church and it looked, you know, it's a church. It looked like a church, at least what churches used to look like. And sometimes it'd be like really ornate and pretty and all that and really kind of stood out. Now it's just like, well, it's in the old Dollar Tree. Like, okay.
I saw one of those the other day and it was like, kind of like that, like it was an AutoZone.
Yeah, now it's a church.
And now it's a church. And I was like, it still kind of looks like an AutoZone.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what I think. And you know, it's got to kind of still smell like an AutoZone.
Yeah, I would think that smell doesn't go away
no.
Very, very much the AutoZone smell. Yeah, it's just, it's, but I get, I mean, especially in a small town, you're not, you don't have a lot of money to build a church. You don't have, I mean, to keep it up and all. I mean, those old buildings are insanely expensive to to keep up. I mean, it's amazing that they were able to at one point in time. But I mean, it's like a holodome. It's just insane. You don't want to build a hotel with a holodome in it anymore because it'd be way too expensive to maintain that.
Oh my God! And then those holodomes, for anyone who doesn't know, there was like a big center of this Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a pool and, you know, kind of a area in the middle.
Yeah.
But they all like had that freaking carpeting that went right up to the pool.
Yes.
And it was supposed to be indoor-outdoor carpeting.
Yeah.
Is there really such a thing as indoor-outdoor carpeting?
Yeah.
That's not going to be moldy.
And then, and then keeping it up became a hassle. And then they just started getting kind of moldy and creepy and yucky. And no, it became kind of a joke. I do like seeing holodomes today. Just seeing like what do they look like, especially when it's no longer a Holiday Inn. It's like not even like a roadway inn. It's like you know Chuck's Motor Inn or something. and like oh, they still have an indoor pool. Let's see what that looks like. And I've seen some that still are pretty much like the holodome, but just in utter decay. But there's some that have been kept up okay, but some are just like oh my god. It's like the same trees that were put in there all those years ago and were not even real trees to begin with. And just
we stayed at one. It was quite a while ago, but it's when my nephew graduated from high school. It's probably 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
But it was the nastiest, moldiest, like grossest place.
Yeah.
And there was no other place in town. We had to stay there. Oh, it was nasty.
I had that experience going through Colorado and staying at the Cow Palace, which I think was a roadway inn at the time. I don't know if it ever reopened. It was kind of comical just looking at the reviews. It was horrible. And it was in bad shape. The new owners were, I think, trying to get it back to its original glory. But I don't know if they'd have the money or what. I know it eventually closed down. I don't know if anybody ever reopened it, but it was kind of like, it was known as like this place to stop as you go through Colorado and total like holodome-ish thing but rotting away. It was a place, I believe Oprah and Gail King stayed there. And I think Gail ended up sleeping in the car or something because, they opened their door and there was like shotgun shells sitting outside of it.
Oh, that's never good.
And that was, it was a document thing like back in the 90s when they did like a bit where they went across the country together or something. But that's the Cow Palace. That's the warning right there when it's called the Cow Palace.
Just don't go.
Just don't go.
Actually, the Cow Palace sounds like a steakhouse in Texas.
I know. I mean, I hope that they do get the place fixed up because it's a neat retro-ish hotel. It's just, it was retro for the wrong reasons. It wasn't like, hey, let's make it fun and retro. It's like, no, we've just never updated anything ever in 50 years. And 855-853-4802. Let's go to the phone call. Hi.
This is Bliss from Prescott, Arizona. This is my second story submission to you guys. And I wanted to tell you about a local theater haunting. I just listened to a fantastic story about somebody who worked in a haunted theater where they did live performance, and I work in one too. I'm an actress at my local theater, and the theater is a converted church. It's about 100 years old. And the entire property is dedicated to the theater now, including the rectory and the body of the church itself and all of its storage and outbuildings. It's a fantastic piece of architecture. It's real iconic for our little town. Everybody knows it and recognizes it immediately. And even before I started acting there, I had heard stories about the theater. Of course, it's haunted by a priest, and there's also supposed to be a lady in white, because what good theater wouldn't have a lady in white? And it's supposed to be haunted by a child as well. I had been performing in the theater for a good 5 or 6 months before I had anything happen to me, And this was my first main show on the main stage. The theater has two different stages. And the stage I had been performing on previously was our Black Box Theater, which is about 80 seats. This show I was doing was on the main stage, which is about 160 seats. And the seats are stadium form. So the very top of the seating is at the back of the theater, way, way up. And this evening we were doing what actors call snap lines, which is basically where once you've got all your blocking done and your script memorized, as a refresher, you go back, you sit in a circle, and you run your lines through the whole show. But I'm one of those actors that really tie my physical movements into my line memorization. So I actually like to get up and go through the physical movements, or blocking, as actors say, to remember my lines. So I was one of a cast of seven, and there were two other actors who were also moving around through their lines. Halfway through our blocking, it's about a 2.5 hour show, so we were a good 65 minutes in. I noticed at the very back of the theater, at the top of the seating where everything was dark, that someone had come in and sit at the very back and was watching us. I was just on the cusp of desperately needing glasses for the first time in my life. Hello, I turned 30. My body died on me. And so I thought, well, that's just somebody coming in and watching us do our snap lines. It's not very interesting, but if it keeps them busy, no big deal. It was in the fall that we were doing this show, and the theater had an old radiator system no longer in use. But it wasn't uncommon for the radiator to try to kick in when the temperature changed. And we were all quite startled, we young actors who didn't grow up with radiators, to have the radiator kick on along the sides of the theater. And it was strange because it was the most particular knocking and clanging sounds within the walls. And it was really disruptive to our lines. I noticed that as I would move around the stage, the clanking and banging sounds seemed to follow me. If I moved to the left of the stage, it would be more prominent on that side. If I moved to the right of the stage, the sounds would be more prominent to the right of the stage. But our director said, no, no, it's nothing to worry about. It's just the radiator. The clanking and banging sounds went on for a good 4 or 5 minutes before tapering off. And then I noticed that the person at the very back of the theater in the high stadium seating had moved and come down a couple rows of seats and was sitting on the opposite side. And that person was watching us. Because of my vision problems, all I could see was just a basic dark outline of a person. But as I looked at this individual, another actor saw me staring and said, hey, what are you looking at? And I said, oh, there's just somebody watching us do our lines. Of course, we got in trouble from the director for talking through somebody else's lines, and so we shut up about it. When I got up to do a particular monologue, which involved me downstage left, the radiator sounds picked up again so, so loud that I was practically shouting over the noise. It was so peculiar. I'd never heard anything like that, these real deep metallic twangings through the walls of the theater. Finally, I finished my monologue, and the sounds from the radiator, apparently, stopped. And I looked up, and the figure was gone. And so I didn't say anything about it till the end of the rehearsal. But I asked my director, I said, hey, didn't you lock the front of the theater doors, so that we would have a closed set? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you know, there was somebody watching us. And he looked at me kind of peculiarly, and he said, well, that's not possible. It is a closed set. All the doors are locked. I have the keys. And that rehearsal had actually run quite late, so we were at the theater around 10:30 at night. I brushed it off and didn't say anything else until a few days later. I was talking to a friend in costuming, and she just got this look on her face, and she said, well, that was the ghost. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, the ghost, the priest most likely, was watching you perform. And I said, well, it wouldn't have really mattered because you couldn't hear my monologue over all the radiator noise stage left. And she looked at me again. She's like, the radiator is to the right of the theater in the very back away from the stage. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, the only place you can hear the radiator kick on is when you're in the gallery, which is actually physically below our stage, sub-street level in the back of the theater. And I'm like, no. That sound was so loud, we actually had to stop performing. Like, it was moving back and forth between the two walls, left and right, and moving up and down stage. And she just shook her head and said, no, that's not possible. It's a very small radiator, and you can only hear it from the gallery, and it doesn't even work. You shouldn't have even heard it click on with the temperature change. So I don't know really what happened. It was just kind of interesting. It's been my only spooky experience at that theater, and it's not going to stop me from acting. And I think, hey, if these spirits who have lingered wanted to hang out and challenge me during my snap lines, more power to them. As an actor, I always appreciate the challenge. Anyway, thank you so much for the medium that you provide people to tell their stories. I have been binge listening for about a month and a half now, even to the sacrifice of my other podcasts. I haven't listened to another podcast for such a long time. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. And there, you shouldn't listen to any other podcast ever. It's only this one.
Well, maybe there's a few others.
Maybe, yeah.
That involve you.
Yeah.
a couple. You know, isn't it interesting how many stories we've heard about theater ghosts, and they're on the stage and they see someone, usually it's towards the back of the house, and they see someone back there, and it's like, I don't know what that person's doing here while we're in rehearsal, because that is kind of weird to have anybody in the audience.
Yeah.
While you're rehearsing, especially what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so common, it seems like, in these theater hauntings, because it's more often they're in the back of the house, like upper balcony or something, than we were rehearsing on the stage and I saw someone walk across the stage. But it's usually in the house. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why that is.
I love haunted theater stories. And especially one like that, that used to be an old church. You have to wonder, was it? It could have been the priest.
Yeah.
Still hanging out there. But Kathy had a good point the other day, and she said, you know, isn't that sad? His whole life, you know, they talk about going to heaven and he's not there.
Yeah.
That is kind of weird for a church to be haunted by the pastor or the priest. Like, wow, you didn't get in?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Wow. No, I agree. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our number if you want to share yours as well. You want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that, we got it for you on Apple Podcasts. So be sure to check out our premium channel right there and try it for 3 days free. Get everything ad-free when you start listening through the premium channel. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.